Acting Labor Secretary Seth Harris hosted a roundtable in Milwaukee made up of people who earn the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Harris says 60% of minimum wage earners nationwide are adult women. He says adults who work for minimum wage often have more than one job and rely on government programs.
The rest of us, taxpayers, are subsidizing the very low wages that many of these employers are paying. Now, this increase may not have the effect of bumping people entirely off of Medicaid or off of government assistance. They may still need some additional help, but it will reduce the amount of help that they need in order to lift themselves out of poverty.
Harris and the Obama administration want to lift the current minimum wage of $7.25 to $9 per hour. Many employers argue against the mandatory hikes, saying the increased wages will force them to lay off workers or raise prices. That's why, Harris argues, there should be an across-the-board federal minimum wage increase.
It might result in us having to pay a few pennies more here and there for some consumer products. In most cases, it won't, because the overwhelming majority of minimum wage workers are working for very large, wealthy, profitable corporations.
Legislation to increase the minimum wage has been introduced in Congress. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.